Let us continue learning from the book of Jeremiah.
我们看 A1 第一页。
Let us see page A1.
在耶利米书里面，我们可以看到几个重点。
In Jeremiah, we have a few main themes.
如果我们一直读，一直这样读好几遍，我们就可以看到耶利米书里面的神。
If you see this book repeatedly and again, we'll see the God in this book.
耶利米书里面的神是一个
The God in Jeremiah is a God with sovereignty.
而这个主权不但是对他的选民, 也是对外邦人。
And the sovereignty is not only towards his chosen people, but to the Gentiles as well.
我们进到美国的国境, 就在美国的主权之下。
When we enter into United States soil and territory, we are under the sovereignty of the United States government.
我们离开美国, 就离开美国的主权。
When we leave United States territory, we are beyond the jurisdiction of the United States government.
进到另一个国家的主权。
We enter perhaps into the jurisdiction of another country.
但是不论我们在美国或在哪一个国家,
But no matter whether we find ourselves in the United States or another country,
人没有办法逃离神的主权。
Man cannot escape God's sovereignty.
所以在历史的演变的背后, 有一个看不见的力量在主宰。
Therefore, throughout the pages of history, there is a unifying power who is governing it all in all.
那个力量就是神。
And that power is God.
所以有时候我们人很喜欢自由。
Therefore, as men, we like liberty, we like freedom.
那自由很多方式表现。
There are many ways to manifest this freedom.
其中一个方式就是跟人没有纠缠，跟人没有关系。
One of them is not to be tied or bound or dragged down by any other one person.
所以现在的人即使结婚，也需要有自己的空间，也需要有自己的时间。
Therefore, nowadays, when people get married, they want their own space, their own time.
有的长大就想要搬出去。
And some people, when they are of certain age, they want to move out.
因为他想要自由，没有家庭的缠累，没有家庭的担子。
Because they want to be free, they don't want any bondage or any baggage from their families. When we go deeper into this type of freedom, then this is the lack of the need of God.
我如果不需要神,
if I don't have God, I can't do anything.
我就变成很自由。
And I become free.
那这是从人的想法来看。
This is, of course, from a human perspective.
但是从神来看, 人不可能脱离神的主权。
However, from a divine perspective, it is impossible for man to escape God's sovereignty.
我们现在看耶利米书第五章。
Let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 5.
耶利米书第五章。
Jeremiah chapter 5.
第五章的十八节，第五章十五节。
Chapter 5, verse 15. 15. Behold, I will bring a nation against you from afar, O house of Israel, says the Lord. It is a mighty nation, it is an ancient nation, a nation whose language you do not know, nor can you understand what they say.
这个地方神说，我必使一国的民从远方来攻击你。
Because here tells his people, I will bring a nation from afar against you.
以后是亚述来攻打以色列百姓。
Later we know Assyria will come to attack the kingdom of Israel.
最后是巴比伦来把他们掳到，被掳到巴比伦去。
In the end, they will be taken captive into exile to Babylon.
如果我们不用信仰来看，这个就是历史的演变。
If we do not have any religious point of view, a faith point of view, this is just a history unraveling.
因为亚述比以色列民强嘛，所以他来就攻打他们。
So given that Assyria was more powerful than Israel, they prevailed.
那以后巴比伦比他们强，所以巴比伦就把他们灭掉了。
And then because Babylon in turn was more powerful than the Assyrians, they swallowed up the Assyrians.
但是圣经告诉我们，后面还有一个力量在决定。
The Bible tells us that there is a power behind the scenes determining the outcome.
说我要是一国的民, 从远方来攻击你。
And this power says, I will bring a nation against you from afar.
哦，所以这是神用一个没有拜神的国家来惩罚以色列百姓。
God used a nation who did not worship, not acknowledge God, to conquer the Israelites.
哦，所以我们就看到在历史的背后有一个主权的神。
So we see that behind the pages of history, God is the one, He is the power that governs everything.
不只是这个整个国家的历史。
And this is not only concerning the history of the country.
包括每一个人。
It actually encompasses everything, including each of us.
神预先定准我们所住的疆界跟我们的年限。
God predetermined our land, its marking, and our days.
所以神其实是在决定我们。
So it is God who is determining our lives as a whole.
我们再看十八章。
Let us turn to chapter 18.
耶利米书的十八章。
Jeremiah chapter 18.
第七节。
Verse 7.
十八章，第七节。
Verse 7. The instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up, to pull down, and to destroy it.
第八节。
Verse 8. If that nation against whom I have spoken turns from its evil, I will relent of the disaster that I thought to bring upon it.
第九节。
Verse 9. And the instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it.
第十节。
10. If it does evil in my sight so that it does not obey my voice, then I will relent concerning the good with which I said I would benefit it.
这里在提到说一个国家。
Mentioned here is a certain kingdom.
本来因为作恶，神所以神要像树把他们拔起来。
Which God wanted to pluck up because of his evil doing.
拔起来就枯干了。
And once it's plucked up, it is dead. It withers away.
但是如果他离开他们的恶
，But if that nation departs from its evil,
那这个灾祸就不会降临，这个国家就可以继续。
Then the calamities. That were destined to will not come to pass, and they can continue to subsist.
但是如果一个国家神说要建立斋子，要祝福他。
But if there were a kingdom that God wanted to plant and edify and prune.
但是他开始行神看为恶的事。
Were it to start doing evil in the sight of God.
那神就要把福气后悔不把福气赐给他。
Then God would relent, regret the good He wanted to bestow upon it and cancel it.
所以这样看起来就是说，神对一个国家的兴盛衰微，其实是神在决定。
Apparently, the decay of the prosperity of a country is decided by none other than God.
甚至谁要当权也是神在决定。
Even it is God who decides who is the one who holds the power.
旧约时代的君王。
And the kings in the Old Testament.
当然这是神决定的。
Of course, they were in the hand of God.
好像尼布甲尼撒王。
Like King Nebuchadnezzar.
他以为他凭着他的大能大力建设一个这么强大的帝国。
He thought that there's a mighty and great powerful kingdom that he built was by his own hand.
但是神让他发疯，他就出去跟野兽住在一起。
My God made him lose his senses, so he went and dwelt with the beasts of the field.
过了七年。
After 7 years,
他回头望天。
He looked up upon the sky.
他就觉悟，至高者让国中掌权。
And he realized that it was the Almighty, the Most High, that made him rule over the land.
那一张国位给谁就给谁。
So to whom is that kingdom?
他才了解，他能够当王是神给他的。
To whom is the throne? He finally found the answer. It was God who placed him in that place.
他就谦卑下来。
And then he humbled himself.
谦卑下来，神就带他回来继续当王。
So God allowed him to return to his kingship and continue reigning.
我们再看二十五章。
Let us now turn to chapter 25.
耶利米书的二十五章。
Jeremiah chapter 25.
从二十五章的十七节开始。
Let's start from verse 17, chapter 25, verse 17. Then I took the cup from the Lord's hand, and made all the nations drink to whom the Lord had sent me.
这里说从神的手的接的这个杯给各国的民喝。
So the cup was taken from the Lord's hand and delivered to the nations.
那这个是喝什么？
What drink is in this cup?
十五节，神杯愤怒的酒。
Verse 15, the cup of the wine of the wrath of God.
就是神的愤怒临到他们。
That is to say, God's wrath came upon them.
所以这些国家后来都被灭掉了。
So in the end, all these kingdoms were destroyed.
所以我们活在这个世界上要 了解我们是在神的掌控之中。
As dwellers of this planet, let us realize that we are under God's grasp and God's control.
那为什么我们活在神的掌控之中？
So why is it that we live under His control?
一个最根本的原因就是因为神创造我们。
There is a fundamental cause, and that is God created us.
我们回来看十八章。
Let us return to chapter 18.
十八章的第六节。
Chapter 18, verse 6.O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord? Look as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel.
这里讲以色列家好像在神的手中的个窑匠所做的一个器皿。
Israel is compared to a vessel made by the hands of a potter.
那既然是神做的，就是神拥有它。
If God created it, then it is God's possession.
我们做的就是我们所有的。
If we make something, that belongs to us naturally.
所以世界是神做的，所以世界是神所拥有的，是神的主权，是神有的。
The world was created by God, and therefore He has sovereignty over it. He has possession over it.
所以我没有办法抗拒。
And we cannot oppose or resist Him.
因为我们是他做的。
Because we are His creation.
而且我们的存活也是在他。
Our subsistence, our survival is in Him as well.
没有我们还有神，没有神就没有我们。
If there is not us, God remains. If there is not God, there is no us.
神把他的生命收回，我们都死了。
If God recalls the life He granted us, we are all dead.
所以我们是因为神而存在。
Therefore, we subsist because of God.
没有神，我们没有办法存在。
Without God, there is no us.
所以神的主权在每一个人的一生。
Therefore, God's sovereignty manifested through our very lives.
因此我们看以色列百姓他们在选择生活方式。
Because of this, as we see the Israelites choose their lifestyle.
他选择一个没有神的方式，生活方式。
They chose a lifestyle that was godless.
选择一个敬拜偶像的生活方式。
They chose a lifestyle consisting in our worshiping.
那对那个造他有主权的人来神来讲，这是一个极大的，
And to God, the Creator, the one who has sovereignty over these people, this is a great insult.
这是神不能接受的。
This is something unacceptable to Him.
所以不是说要杀人放火才是罪。
Therefore, if we want to sin, doesn't mean that we have to commit arson or murder.
否定神对我们的主权就是罪。
To negate, to deny God's sovereignty over us is in itself a great sin.
所以最大的善就是。存谦卑的心与神同行。
Therefore, the greatest good is to have a humble heart and walk with God.
与神同行就是承认神对我有主权。
And to walk with God is to acknowledge that He has sovereignty over us.
那他走在前面，我跟他走。
He leads the way and we follow on.
那这个神的主权为什么他不但造我们，他无所不能？
So not only He created us, but He is omnipotent.
所以他才有那个权柄能够来掌管这个世界。
This is why He has the power and the authority to govern over the world.
而且神无所不在。
And moreover, He is omnipresent.
我们看二十三章的二十四节。
Let us see chapter 23, verse 24. Can anyone hide himself in the secret places? So I shall not see him, says the Lord. Do I not feel heaven on earth, says the Lord?
这说谁能够隐藏使我看不见他呢？
Who can hide in secret places away from God?
我岂不是充满天地吗？
Do I not feel heaven on earth?
所以这个神的主权是从天到地。
God's sovereignty goes from the heavens all the way down to the earth.
天是灵界的，地是物质界的。
Heaven is a spiritual realm, earth is the earthly realm.
从物质界到灵界，灵界到物质界，神的主权无所不在。
From the physical realm to the spiritual realm and back, and there is no place where God cannot be.
那这个神的主权对我们好不好？
So is God's sovereignty over us good or bad?
当然是好的。
Of course it is good.
因为神的本性是好。
And because His nature is good.
所以神的主权对我们是好的。
And therefore, His sovereignty over us is good for us.
我们来看一节雅各书。
Let us turn to the book of James.
雅各书的第一章。
James chapter 1.
十六节，十七节。
Verse 16 and 17. 16. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. 17.Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning.
这里说从神来的是美善的恩赐， 全备的赏赐。
What comes from God is the good gift and every perfect gift.
美善就是它没有不好。
If it's good, it then it means it's not bad.
哦，全备的就是它没有缺点。
If it is perfect, it means it has no blemish.
哦，这个从上头，从神来的。
And these things come from above, from God.
那从众光之父来的。
It comes from the Father of lights.
哦，在它里面没有黑暗。
And in Him there is no darkness.
所以它是完全好的。
Therefore, He is absolutely good.
啊，有时候我们当父母哦，对孩子有很多的要求跟理想。
As parents, we have our own ideals and requirements towards our children.
也不少的父母到后头就有一点后悔。
Quite a few of these parents who in the end regret their decisions.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们是人。
Because we are human.
啊，我们不是全智。
We are not omniscient.
所以我们看为好，有时候时间一过了，不一定是好。
So what is good initially, as time goes by, it turns out not to be that good.
哦，有时候我们看为对的，时间一过，有时候不一定是对的。
What we consider to be correct at a certain point of time might be not so correct when we consider it now.
所以当有一天我们对神有更深的认识
，So one day when we have further knowledge of God,
忽然就我们就发现啊，我们以前对小孩子的教导，给他指引的人生方向不太对。
All of a sudden, we realized that we educated our children and instructed them in a way that wasn't that perfect altogether. Because we are men, we are not gods.
当我们对小孩子有这个神给我们这个责任或者权利来教导他。
So when God entrusts us the authority or responsibility of educating our children,
最完美的教导。
The most perfect education
就是把他带到神的面前
is to bring them to the presence of God.
让神成为他的父
and allow God to become their father.
让神的原则成为他的原则
to allow God's principles to become their governing principles.
这样的话，一生就没有什么不好。
If it is done in this way, there is nothing bad that can come out of it.
所以神的主权对我们是好的，因为他的本性是好。
God's sovereignty is good to us because His nature is good.
他又公义又慈爱。
He is just and merciful.
好，那我们先来看所以在耶利米书里面
In the book of Jeremiah,
虽然我们看到神对他们有诸般的责备
Though we see rebuke upon rebuke,
也预言灾难要临到
And although we see the prophecies of calamities,
但是神本身是善的
God himself is good.
所以这些责备跟这个灾难的临到到最后的结果是善的
So this rebuke on the coming of these calamities and tribulations in the end are for good.
不是为着降灾祸，是为着赐平安。
They are not for evil, for destruction. They are for bringing peace.
他们懂得回头悔改，重新跟神建立关系，就有平安。
Were they to come back to God, to repent and to reestablish their connection with God, then there will be peace.
那生命就有丰盛的生命，有甜美的生命。
And then life will be filled with abundance and sweetness.
所以以赛亚书的神，他是有主权的，他是善的。
Therefore, the God in the book of Jeremiah is good, and He has absolute sovereignty.
好，我们先来看大纲哈。
Now let us see the greater structure.
可以两个方式哈，一个是用历史的背景与年代的顺序。
And we can look at the structure from two points of view. One is from a historical chronological point of view.
在我们刚刚有提到以色列百姓这个耶利米书里面有四个王。
As mentioned before, there are four kings in the book of Jeremiah.
在约西亚王统治的时代。
When Josiah reigned over the land.
先知蒙召
The prophet received the word from God.
这是第一章到第三章。
This is chapter 1 to chapter 3.
并且指出犹大的罪，并呼吁他们要悔改。
The prophet points out the sinful doings of Judah and calls them to repentance.
这是第二章到第六章。
This is chapters 2 to 6.
然后到约雅敬王的时代。
And now coming to the time of Jehoiakim.
从圣殿传来的讯息就是要叫他们回转与悔改。
The message preached from the temple called for repentance and returning.
然后提到耶利米与乌利亚的命运。
Then there is message concerning Jeremiah and Uriah.
然后有预言他们被掳还有归回。
Then there's a prophecy of exile and return.
还有对巴比伦以及到国家的审判。
As well as the judgment of Babylon and other nations.
然后有一个特别的 族叫做利甲族。
There is also another special tribe mentioned here.
听从祖宗的命令，过着很简朴的生活。
Who, according to the tradition of their forefathers, led a very simple life.
那接下去就是西底家王统治的时代。
And lastly, we have the times of the ruling of King Zedekiah.
再重复预言被掳。
Once again, there's a prophecy of the exile.
然后就劝他们要投降巴比伦。
And an encouragement of them to escape from to submit to Babylon.
那在这个时候，耶利米受逼迫。
This is the time when Jeremiah faced persecution.
因为别人把他戴一个大帽子，他是叛国者。
Because people put on him a label which is a rebel against the kingdom, a traitor.
神的选民，神的先知，要我们向巴比伦投降。
Saying this chosen prophet of God wants us to surrender to Babylon.
但是劝他投降，主要是因为他们不愿意回头悔改。
But the reason for which they are called to surrender to Babylon is their unwillingness to change and to repent.
所以这个就是神公义的实现。
And this is the fulfilling of God's justice.
那到第七就是预言他们会归回。
Here in letter C, we have their returning.
这就是神的怜悯。
This is God's mercy.
所以整本书就是看到神的公义跟怜悯。
So the entire book, we see God's justice and God's mercy.
最后就是耶路撒冷的沦陷。
And in the end, there is the destruction of Jerusalem.
那从三十一章一直到五十二章，就是记载很详细耶路撒冷的沦陷。
From chapter 31 to 52, we see the details in regards to the destruction of the city of Jerusalem.
那从一般的大纲来看，
As for the general structure,
第一章就是耶利米蒙召。
In chapter 1, we have the calling of Jeremiah.
再来就是预言约西亚、约雅敬、约雅金、西底家作王。
And next, we have the prophecy of Josiah, Jehoiakim,And Zedekiah as kings.
耶利米的工作跟历史。
Jeremiah's work and history.
好，那我们先来看一些主要的教训。
Now let us take a look at the main teachings in this book.
整个圣经里面虽然是神感动人写的，但是圣经里面是有逻辑的。
Although yes, God moved people to write the Bible. In the Bible, there is a certain logic.
不是随便写的。
It is not just random scribbling.
所以你如果看它前后的顺序
，So if we notice the order in which things are presented，
第一章到十三章是要求他们悔改
，Chapter 1 to 13 calls the people to repentance。
这个是 A 要求悔改
，This is letter A。
那到了B，Now
let's go to letter B。
他不愿意悔改。
They were unwilling to repent.
所以从十四章到二十二章就预言被掳。
Therefore, from chapter 14 to 22, there is a prophecy of their exile.
这是神公义的实现。
This is the fulfillment of God's justice.
那到了 C.
Now in letter C.
从二十三章到二十九章。
Chapter 23 to 29.
就提到被掳以后归回的应许。
We have the promise of the return after the exile.
那这就是神的怜悯。
And this accounts for God's mercy.
然后从三十章到三十三章。
And we have chapters 30 to 33.
就是神的安慰。
It is the message of the comfort of God.
就是神对这个以色列百姓的安慰。
It is a comfort that God brings upon His people this light.
三十四章到最后就是国家沦亡的预言。
Chapter 34 to 52 is the complete destruction of the kingdom.
所以耶利米书里面不止耶利米书了，其他圣经我们都可以看到神写的话里面其实是有一些逻辑在里面。
In Jeremiah, and not only in Jeremiah, we can find a certain logic to God's word.
好，那我们现在来看第一章。
So now let us go to chapter 1.
耶利米书的第一章。
Jeremiah chapter 1.
耶利米所面对的世代
，the generation that Jeremiah faced，
是一个邪恶的世代
，was an evil one。
那个恶是什么
？And what is this evil？
那要怎么来改变这个恶
？And how is one to change this evil？
我们先看恶是什么。
Now let us see what evil is。
我们看耶利米书第一章的十六节。
Let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 16. 16. I will utter my judgments against them concerning all their wickedness, because they have forsaken me, burned incense to other gods, and worshipped the works of their own hands.
这里说这个民一切的恶就是离弃我。
The wickedness these people have done is to forsake me.
啊，如果离弃神是恶
，if forsaking God is evil,
啊，恶就是罪吧。
And evil is then sin.
全世界都在罪里面。
And the whole world is under the bondage of sin.
所以有时候我们听牧道者啊，我一生都凭良心做事，我有什么罪
？So then we hear truth seekers say, "I do everything. My conscience is clean. What sin are you talking about?"
你有没有拜神
？Did you worship God?
你有没有拜真神
？Do you worship the true God?
如果一个人在道德上很良善，但是他把神一走。一脚踢掉，这个就是恶。
If someone is morally upright and correct, but kicks God off the curb, then it itself is evil.
啊，因为最大的诫命啊，就是爱神。
Because the greatest commandment is to love the Lord our God.
那这是最大的诫命，所以最大的诫命没有遵守，就是最大的恶。
And if someone transgresses or does not keep the greatest commandment, that in turn becomes the greatest evil.
所以我们一般在谈恶，都是十诫从第六诫谈到第十诫。
So normally when we talk about
第五诫到第十诫。
Evil, we think about from the fifth commandment to the tenth commandment.
因为这是人类道德良心，我们可以感受得到。
Because these are things that we can be sensitive to, that we feel they concern morals and values.
其实最大的恶是第一诫跟第二诫没有遵守。
And in reality, the greatest evil is to not keep the first and second commandments.
第一诫就是要拜独一神。
The first commandment is to worship the God alone.
第二诫就是不可以拜偶像。
The second one is thou shalt not worship idols.
如果嘛，只没有拜独一神啊，他也没有拜偶像，那只有一个恶。
And then, if we account for the fact of worshiping God and not worshiping idols, then there is only one evil.
有的人他不拜神哈，他也不拜偶像。
Some people do not worship God, neither do they worship idols.
那这只有一个恶。
So this is one evil in count.
但是如果不拜神又拜偶像，这个等于两个恶。
But to not worship God and to worship idols accounts for two evils.
所以在第二章里面哈。
Therefore, in chapter 2,
我们看第二章的十三节。
Let us see chapter 2, verse 13. 13. For my people have committed two evils.They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewn themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water.
所以这个十三节说，百姓做了两件恶事，不是一件哦，是两件恶事。
We notice God says that people have committed two evils, not just one.
那第一件恶事是什么
？What is the first evil?
是离开神。
It is to forsake God.
那第二件事恶是什么
？What is the second evil committed?
就是拜偶像。
It is to worship idols.
所以。大部分的人觉得道德上五戒到十戒我都遵守，我是好人。
The majority of the people think that if they keep the fifth commandment to the tenth commandment, they are morally correct, then they are good people.
但如果站在神来看
，But from God's own perspective,
最大的罪是不拜神。
The greatest sin is to not worship God.
第二个是拜偶像。
And the second one is to worship idols.
那为什么这个是恶呢？是两个恶呢
？So why is it that this counts for two evils?
我们看。
Let us see verse 11. Has a nation changed its God, which are not gods? But my people have changed their glory for what does not profit. 12. Be astonished, O heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be very desolate, says the Lord.
百姓将荣耀他们的荣耀就是神换成无义的神。
The people exchange their glory, their glorious God, for what does not profit.
那神叫做活水的泉源。
And this God is called the fountain of living waters.
这个活水包括带有生命的。
Living waters carry a life with them.
那偶像就是破裂不能存水的池子，这是死的，没有生命。
And the idols are the cisterns that cannot hold water. They are dead. They have no life in them.
因此，在耶利米那个世代，他最大的恶就是离弃神。
During the time of Jeremiah, the greatest evil committed was forsaking God.
神的百姓离弃神。
The people of God forsook their God.
好，那现在怎么办
？So now, what is there to do?
每一个世代神要做工都要拣选人来做他的工作。
God chooses certain of his workers in each generation, each era to do his work.
所以 神在耶利米世代就要拣选耶利米来侍奉他。
So in the time of Jeremiah, he chose Jeremiah to serve him.
哦，所以在第一章里面有提到耶利米蒙召。
In chapter 1, we see that the words of God came to Jeremiah.
哦，我们来看耶利米书的第一章的第二十节。
Let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4. Verse 4. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying,
第五节。
Verse 5, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations.
第六节。
6, Then I said, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am young, for I am youth.
啊，什么时候神拣选耶利米？
When was it that God elected Jeremiah?
我们想清楚，什么时候神拣选耶利米？
Think about this carefully. When was it that God elected Jeremiah?
如果看第五节哈，
If you look at verse 5,
这个每一个主词都说我，我就是神啊。
The subject of these sentences is I, which refers to God.
神把耶利米造在腹中。
God created Jeremiah in the womb.
神已经晓得耶利米的一生。
God already knew Jeremiah's entire life.
神已经分别耶利米为圣。
God already ordained Jeremiah and sanctified him.
啊，所以为圣就是说耶利米一生要属神、服侍神，不是在这个世界上做事。
The sanctification refers to the fact that he would not spend his days doing profane things, but rather he would serve God wholeheartedly.
神已经派耶利米做先知。
God already ordained Jeremiah a prophet.
所以这个五个我哈，到最后都是从神来的。
So all these five eyes really come from God.
所以是神主动的。
So God acted proactively.
他创造耶利米，他分别他，他派他。来做这件事情。
He created Jeremiah. He sent forth Jeremiah. He ordered him to do this and that.
我们现在教会缺乏工人。
Our church lacks workers.
我们现在有美国有12个传道人。
In the United States, we have 12 full-time ministers.
大概现在有差不多30间的教会祈祷所。
And we have 30 plus churches and houses of prayer.
在未来10年之内，有三个要退休。
In the next 10 years, there will be 3 pastors retiring.
所以12个减三个剩九个。
So simple math dictates that 12 minus 3 is 9.
现在还一个在受训。
There is one who is currently under training.
那再加一个就是十个。
So we compensate for one, that gives us 10.
那十个有三十间教会。
So we have 10 pastors, 30 churches.
那这个还会一直在增加。
And we can expect the number of churches to increase.
所以有时候我们教会一直在讲，哇，传道人都跑掉了。
So sometimes in church we hear the saying, oh, the preachers are all gone.
这是事实。
This is fact, it is true.
为什么工作多，工人少？
Why? Because the work is plentiful, but not so the workers.
那这个问题如果没有解决，将来我们在地方教会看到传道人会比现在更少。
If the problem is not solved, we can expect in the future to see our local ministers, resident pastors, even less often than we do now.
那有的教会就说，不要派我们教会传道出去。
So some churches request do not send our pastors to other regions.
我们仔细想哦。
Think about it.
你看赵传道也是台湾派来的。
Peter Chow, who we have now, is sent from Taiwan here.
我们灵恩布道会都是外地派来的。
When we have spiritual vacations, most time we have pastors from other places.
那我们在 Cerritos 在训练神学生都是外地派来的。
And when we have a training in Cerritos for our theological students, the instructors are from afar as well.
所以这个工作上的需要交流。
So in order to do the work effectively, we need this type of communication and transfer.
所以我们怎么来关心教会？
So how do we show our care to the church?
圣经就告诉我们了，我们要祷告，求神打发工人。
The Bible tells us to pray for the Lord harvest to send forth workers.
那这是一个很紧急的事情。
This is something imminently urgent.
因为我们要培养一个工人要受训三年，实习一年，就四年。
And the training of a worker is 3-4 years.
所以四年后，如果我们现在找得到人，四年后才能够真的投入。
So if we find a worker now, today, we have to wait 4 years until they are fully engaged in their ministry.
所以如果我们真的关心圣工，请我们为这件事情祷告。
If you truly care about holy work, please put this matter into your prayers.
求那个有主权的神能够感动我们的年轻一代。
May our sovereign Lord touch the hearts of the youth of our church so that they can come on and serve God.
那有时候我们要服侍神，我们最怕什么？
If we are to serve God, what is our greatest fear?
我们最怕耶利米所怕的。
We fear what Jeremiah feared.
就是外在的环境很险恶，他们都离开神去拜偶像了。
Which is an environment of extreme evil of idol worship.
那我们现在回来看耶利米书的第一章。
Let us return to Jeremiah chapter 1.
第六节。
Verse 6. Then I said, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am youth.
耶利米说，我不知道怎么说。
Jeremiah said, I do not know how to speak.
因为先知的工作就是要讲话。
For the work of a prophet is to speak.
所以先知就是传达神的话语。
The prophet communicates the message of God.
那如果先知说，我不晓得怎么说，就是等于我不知道怎么做先知。
Now, if the prophet says, I cannot speak, it means that he cannot do his job as a prophet.
因为我是年幼，我没有人生经验。
For I am youth, I have no life experience.
那你要叫我做什么？我要怎么做？
And then what do you want me to do? How do you want me to do it?
这个也常常是我们的顾虑。
This is oftentimes our worry.
就是哎呀，我什么都不懂，我怎么来做圣工？
We say, I know nothing. What holy work can I do?
好像说我世界上很多的阅历我就能够把圣工做得更好。
So it seems that we have many talents and abilities that belong to the world. We can do our work in church more effectively.
但是如果我们从圣经看起来没有一个人因为他很有才能先选他的。
But from the point of view of the Bible, there is no one single person who was chosen by God because of their innate talents.
世界上的公司请人要先面谈，看他有没有这个能力。
In this world, in this society, a person is called for an interview before they are hired to see if they are capable.
而且在美国是按照你的能力付你的薪水。
And especially in the United States, you are paid according to your abilities.
但是圣经里面没有一个地方神看一个人很有恩赐、很有能力，神用他。
But in the Bible, nowhere and at no time does God see a person with talents and then decides to employ them.
是神要用这个人，所以神给他恩赐跟能力来完成神的工作。
It's actually the other way around. God wants to use this person, so He bestows unto them talents and skills to fulfill their mission.
所以摩西四十岁。
So Moses was 40.
他学了埃及学问，说话行事都有能力。
And he was well equipped with knowledge of Egypt, eloquent and able.
王宫住了四十年。
He dwelt in the palace for 40 years.
所以要去见法老王，他觉得应该是我吧。
And so now he felt that he was the one who had to go to talk to Pharaoh.
但是神只用他一天就不能用了。
But God used him for one day, and that was it.
那经过四十年到八十岁
，After 40 years, when he was 80 years old,
神要用他，他说我是什么人
？God wanted to employ him, and then he said, "Who am I?"
那个时候神就可以用他。
And now was the time for God to use him.
所以真的要服侍神就是要自觉我是谁。
Therefore, if we truly want to serve God, we have to have this awareness of who am I?
像耶利米说我是年幼，我能做什么
？Like Jeremiah said, "I am youth. What can I possibly do?"
我们最怕就是。社会上两把刷子。
Our greatest fear is someone who is equipped with the talents of the world left and right.
来到教会发表一大堆意见。
And they come expressing their ever so rightful opinions in the church.
好像教会就是要照我的意见才能够兴旺。
So the church has to act according to my direction for it to prosper.
不一定是这样。
But not necessarily so, is it?
耶利米说，我是年幼，我能做什么？
Jeremiah said, I am youth, what can I do?
那神怎么回应？
And what did God reply in return?
耶利米书第一章的第七节。
Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 7. But the Lord said to me, Do not say, I am youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak.
所以神说不要说你是年幼，就不要想说你是谁了，这个不是最重要。
God also don't believe that you are who you think you are.
因为你只是工具而已。
Because you are merely an instrument.
最重要是用工具那一个人，那一个是谁了。
What matters is the person who takes up the tool and uses it. Who is that person?
要用你做工具那一位是不是跟你同在
？Is a person who is going to use the tool in accordance and abiding with you.
这个最重要，不是工具是什么。
This is what matters, not the tool itself.
然后我们如果看第七节
，Let us see verse 7。
我差遣你到哪里，那你都要到。
You shall go to all to whom I send you。
然后我吩咐你说什么，那你就要做。
And whatever I command you, you shall speak。
这是第二个我。
This is the second I。
然后我要与你同在。
I shall abide with you。
所以你不要怕。
Therefore, fear not。
所以他提到最后。不要怕，你年轻啊，就三个我抓住就可以了。
So in the end, do not fear that you are youth, because there are three eyes sustaining you.
是神差我来的。
God sent me.
是神要我讲的。
And God wanted me to say this.
是神与我同在，这样就够了。
God is the one I wanted with me, and this is enough.
这个就是做圣工的秘诀。
This is the secret to holy work.
让神在我们里面做他自己的工作。
In other words, to allow God within us so that He can do His own work.
这个是一个极高的境界，这个就是我们的操练。
This is the highest realm that we must achieve through our training.
好，我们看约翰十四章。
Let us turn to John chapter 13.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 13.
约翰福音十四章的第十节。
John chapter 13, verse 10. Verse 10. Jesus said to him, He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean, and you are clean, but not all of you.
十四章第十节。
Chapter 14, verse 10. 14, verse 10. Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works.
这里主耶稣在讲什么？
What does Jesus try to say here?
我在父里面。
I am in the Father.
父在我里面。
And the Father is in me.
这个就是跟父就是神啊。
The Father is God.
就是跟神合一啊。
That is a unification with God.
那这个就是我们灵修的功夫。
And this is the result for spiritual cultivation.
神在我里面。
God is in me.
我在神里面。
And I am in God.
那神怎么在我里面？
So how is God in me?
神借着圣灵。
Through the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满，神住在我们里面。
Through the fullness of the Holy Spirit dwelling richly in us.
神借着他的话充满在我们里面。
Through the word of God abundantly dwelling in us.
神借着他的爱充满在我里面。
God fills us through His abundant love.
让我们顺着圣灵的带领去讲事做事。
So that according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we speak and we act.
我们用神的爱这样来面对我们周围的人。
By God's love, we interact with those that surround us.
我们讲的都是讲神的话。
We speak only the words of God.
就是我们住在神里面。
And this is how we dwell in God.
那如果我们可以达到这一个地步。
If we can achieve this.
那下面就是住在我里面的父做他自己的事。
Then what follows is the Father who dwells in me does his own work.
是神在做他的事。
So God does his own work.
这个就是我们服侍神追求的目标。
And this is the objective we try to achieve through service.
神在我们里面做他自己的事。
God is within us doing His own work.
那如果大家都达到那个程度，教会非常的同心。
If everyone can achieve this level, then there will be one heart and one mind in the church.
不是我想要讲，是神借着我讲。
Because it is not that I want to say this, God said this through me.
不是我想要去，是神感动我去的。
It wasn't me who wanted to come here, God sent me here.
一切都是神在里面做事。
Everything is done by God and through God.
所以我们服侍神的秘诀是什么？
Therefore, what is the secret to our service to God?
就是神住在我们里面。
It is God dwelling within us.
让我们能够被他所用，做他自己的事情。
Causing us to be useful vessels to Him so that He can do His own work.
所以侍奉的根基不是世界上我有什么。
So therefore, the foundation of service to God is not what we possess in this world.
我有才能，我有钱财，我有什么成就？
Talents, financial support, success, these things are not what matters.
侍奉的根基是能够灵修到，能够被神所用。
The foundation of our service to God is to spiritually cultivate ourselves to the point that we are suitable for God's use.
那我就不要怕了。
And then there is nothing to fear.
好，那要耶利米做什么？
So what was Jeremiah to do?
这不好做。
It was quite difficult.
耶利米书第一章。
Jeremiah chapter 1.
第九节，第十节。
Verse 9 and 10. 9. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. 10. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant.
这里说，我将应该说的话给你。
So here are the words that you should say.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我今日立你在列邦列国之上。
I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms.
这里讲在上哦，耶利米一个年轻的小伙子哦，他说我是谁？神说我已经把你放在他们上面。
So this means that this young lad called Jeremiah, who said, "Who am I?" was placed above the nations and the kingdoms.
在上面就是说你可以来影响他们。
And being above the nation of human being that he has influence over them.
不是因为你，因为是神通过你在做事。
Not because of him, but because of the God who is operating through him.
那要做什么？
And what is he to do?
要拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆又建立在此。
To root out, pull down, destroy, throw down, build and plant.
这个到底在讲什么？
What does this all mean?
拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆，就是旧的要把它连根拔起。
To root out, pull down, destroy, and throw out means that the old things need to be plucked out completely.
那新的才能够建立起来。
And so that the new things can be built up and established.
所以有时候我们常常发现中年来信主真的很辛苦。
We realize that to become a member during middle age is quite a struggle.
因为从小长大。
Because since our youth, since our days of childhood,
一直长到四十岁、五十岁
we grew up to be 30, 40, 50.
那个想法已经定型了。
That thought is already branded in our minds.
跟社会的文化已经紧紧结在一起。
We are already fused together with the culture of this world.
那个生活方式已经被同化了。
Our lifestyle has already been absorbed in this greater society.
跟社会文化一样。
We have already been assimilated.
跟家庭的传统一样。
We have followed the tradition of our family.
那现在要来信耶稣。
And now we decide to come to Christ.
耶稣说。
And Jesus says.
第一个要舍己。
First, deny yourself.
第二个要背十字架。
Second, carry your cross.
第三个要跟从我。
Third, come follow me.
这个舍己是什么？
What is to deny oneself?
就是把旧的思想、生活方式人生的观念、成功的观念、价值观念，全部都拔起来。
It is to root out our value system, the things that matter, the thing we grew up with, the thing that we're interested in, and our future.
这不简单。
And this is not easy.
你头脑那个生根蒂固的，跟文化一样，要拔起来。
And we have to root out the things that are deeply ingrained in our minds and our beliefs.
那这个拔起来，新的才种得下去。
And only by plucking these things out, new things can be planted.
新的方式、生活方式才能够建立起来。
Only in this way, a new lifestyle can be formed.
新的价值观才能够生根。
Only a new value system can be instilled.
生新的成功定义才能够成为人生目标。
Only then can a new definition of success be established and last.
那有的人是不愿意被拔起来。
Some people are unwilling to be plucked out.
有的人是愿意，但是拔不起来。
Some people are willing but are not able.
每个人困难都不太一样。
The difficulties vary from case to case.
所以我们要。生活要改变，第一个我要愿意。
Therefore, if we want to change our lives, number one, we have to be willing.
第二个，我需要有能力。
Number two, we need to be able.
这样才能够拔起来。
For this is the only way plucking can be performed.
所以，如果我们在读传道书
，If we read the book of Ecclesiastes,
你在第一章一直读
，Starting from chapter one and onwards,
一直都在讲虚空啊。
We see a lot of vanity mentioned.
到最后一章啊。
And coming to the last chapter,
才建立一个新的观念。
There is then this establishment or a new concept.
我们一生最重要是什么？
What is the most important thing in our lives?
敬畏神，谨守他的诫命。
To fear God and keep His commandments.
这个就是建立在此。
This is what it means to plant and to build.
但是用十一章的观念一直在拆毁。
But the previous 11 chapters were constantly tearing down the old concepts.
所以信仰。困难在这里。
So this is the difficulty that exists in our faith.
但虽然是困难，不是不可能。
But this is a difficulty, not an impossibility.
因为神无所不能，怎么不可能？
For there is nothing that is impossible to God.
所以我们看神怎么创造天地。
So how did God create the universe?
第一个，神的灵运行在水面上。
First, the Spirit of God abided over the waters.
第二个，神开始讲话。
Secondly, God spoke.
神说有就有，神说成就成。
And He said, "Let it be," and there was. As God said, "Let it be done," and it was done.
所以我们现在要拔出旧的观念、旧的思想、旧的生活方式。
So now we need to root out our old thinking, our old minds, and our old lifestyles.
第一个就是要被圣灵充满。
And firstly, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
运行在我们这些旧的心思意念这个心里面。
So that it can be over our desires and our old self.
第二个就是让神的话进到里面。
Number two, let God's word enter in us.
那神就在里面做工了。
And He will work within us.
所以我们是神的工作。
Therefore, we are His work.
在耶稣基督里面造成。
And we are created in Christ Jesus.
只有这个才有可能啊，拔出、拆毁、毁坏、建立在此。
The only way in which to root out, pull down, destroy, throw down, build, and plant can work.
我们看以弗所书。
Let us turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
第十节
Verse 10 For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
我们是神的工作
We are his workmanship.
所以我们看很多的信徒，今天的我跟他信主那一天的我不太一样。
So when we look at some of our members now, they are different from when they just believed.
有的真的是改变很大。
Some of them went through a great transformation.
所以有时候我看见一些信徒啊，信主的时候一张白纸。
So when we consider some members when they were baptized and they believed, they were a complete blank, clean slate.
哎，可信主几年之后会开始讲神的话。
But after a few years, they know how to say the words of God.
每一件事情，他可以想出有关跟神有关的道理。
They can think about teachings related to what they are seeing and experiencing in their lives.
这就是神的工作。
This is God's workmanship.
那在耶稣基督里面造成。
Which is formed, created in Christ Jesus.
那什么叫做在耶稣基督里造成？
And what does it mean?
在主耶稣的话里面。
It means to be within the word of Christ.
在主耶稣的灵里面。
To be within the spirit of Christ.
在主耶稣的爱里面。
To be within the love of Christ.
所以当一个人被主的爱充满。
So when a person is filled by God's love.
恨就消失了。
Then hatred vanishes.
爱就是光。
For love is light.
光一进来，黑暗就没有了。
And when light is shown upon, darkness is dispelled.
当神的灵一进来，
when the Spirit of God enters,
能力一进来，罪就跑掉了，就得到自由了。
When power enters, sin flies out the door, and there is freedom.
当神的话一进来，
when God's word enters,
对错是非就很清楚。
And then right and wrong, true and false are very distinct.
所以这个三个这样一直进到我们内心里面。
So when these three things constantly enter into our hearts,
我们就渐渐旧的。掏出去新的进来
Then gradually we toss out the old and welcome the new.
我们跟神的关系就越来越亲近
And our relationship with God is closer and closer.
这个就是神要耶利米做的工作
This is the work that God wanted to send Jeremiah to do.
确实是不简单需要有神同在才有办法做
Indeed, it is quite a challenge. There is the need for God's abidance in order to fulfill this.
所以在这个先知的蒙召里面
Therefore, in the calling of this prophet,
我们可以看到他对神的体验非常清楚，非常活泼。
We see that there is a very lively, very vibrant and true experience of God.
差不多圣经里面神所用的工人没有一个人对神没有体验。
More or less, we can say that all the works of God have at least some degree of experience of God.
你从摩西
，We can talk about Moses.
再到但以理
，And Daniel.
再到以赛亚
，Isaiah.
差不多举得出来的工人没有一个人对神没有体验。
Any name you know that served God in the Bible must have had some experience of God at some point.
每一个神用的工人对神都有很直接、很活泼、很有力量的体验。
Every single one of God's workers had very true and very real experiences of God.
那为什么这个就这么重要
？And why is it that this matters?
因为当一个人对神有体验的时候
，Because when a person experiences God,
他在服侍神，他不是在他知道他是在服侍神。
Then when they serve God, they know that they are serving God.
因为当我们对神没有体验
，When we have no experience of God whatsoever,
来到教会也没有看到没有看到神。
We come to the church, do we see God? We don't really see Him.
我们只看到人。
We see other men.
所以我们在跟人在互动的时候
，When we interact with our fellow men,
我们只想说是我跟他。
We think about us and them, me or and them.
我们在做事的时候
，When we do things,
只想我跟事情。
We think about ourselves and the task at hand.
因为我们跟神没有什么体验。
Because we do not have any experience of God.
但是当我们对神认识很深又很清楚体验的时候
，When we have a deep understanding and knowledge of God and we have experienced Him.
我们知道当我们跟人在互动的时候，我们是跟神在互动。
We know that when we interact with our brothers and sisters, we are really interacting with God.
当我们在处理一件事情的时候，我们是跟神在互动的。
When we are dealing with matters, we are interacting with God as well.
那这样这个侍奉才能够合神心意。
This is how our service can be according to God's own heart.
这样侍奉才能够蒙神喜悦。
This is how service can be pleasant to God.
这样的侍奉也才能够得神祝福。
This is how service can be blessed by God.
所以我们在侍奉神。
Therefore, we serve God.
一定要认识 我们是跟神在互动。
And by doing so, we must know and acknowledge that we are interacting with God.
我们是演一台戏给神在看。
We are actors fulfilling a role before God's eyes.
所以耶利米他对神有活泼的体验。
So Jeremiah had a very concrete experience of God.
侍奉的动机最后是什么？
What is the outcome of the motivation to serve God?
所以有人在讲哦，然后招不到传道就薪水提高，自然有人会出来。
So some people propose the following: If we cannot find preachers, why not increase the salary, the pay?
再不出来，再提高一点。
And if that doesn't work, why not notch up the pay a little more?
重赏之下一定会有福啊。
There is certainly a certain value that optimizes the whole equation.
终于找到三个了。
And now we have three of them.
现在薪水，因为奉献不够啊，薪水开始往下降，一个一个流走了。
And now, because offerings are not enough, then they have to decrease their salaries and they run away.
为什么？
Why?
因为他是因为薪水激励来的嘛。
Because they came motivated by their salaries.
但是我们看神所用的工人。
But when we look at the workers that God employs,
是神在养活他们。
It is God that attracts them.
那他的动力从哪里来？
And where does this driving force come from?
就是从神来的。
Comes from God.
服侍神的动机就是神本身。
The driving force of serving God is God Himself.
所以神要用以西结。
So God wanted to employ Ezekiel.
神先神的荣耀先给他看。
And He manifested His glory before His eyes.
当你看到神的荣耀
，He saw God's own glory.
世界都变粪土。
And the world became rubbish.
你说年薪十万、二十万算得什么？
100K, 200K, it doesn't matter. It's nothing.
你这样走也是退休。
Because no matter way, which way you go, you will end up in retirement.
这样走也是退休。
You take the other way around, the other route, you end up in the same place.
但是如果你看到那个荣耀的神。
But if you see that glory beyond all these things.
那个荣耀是为我们存留的。
That glory is preserved for us.
那我们就知道这样走是比较有意义。
And we know that this is the way we should go.
所以服事的动力是神本身。
So the driving force of our service is God Himself.
不是什么钱财或者是个人的成就感。
It is not a personal fulfillment. It is not a personal finance.
神拣选以赛亚。
God chose Isaiah.
先给他异象看。
And made him see a vision firstly.
看天上的服事多么荣耀。
Yes, so that he could see how wonderful and beautiful the service in the heavenly kingdom.
他一看完。
When he saw that.
神一呼召。
And God called upon him.
我在这里，请差遣我。
Here am I, send me.
所以今天我们要为下一代祷告。
So let us pray then for next generation.
让他的灵性往上提升。
So the spirituality can be elevated.
能够看到肉眼所看不到。
So they can see the things that the idol flesh cannot see.
能够羡慕神的荣美。
So they can admire God's beauty.
那要服侍神实在是不困难。
And to serve God is actually not very difficult.
所以请我们为教会的工人的增加不断的祷告。
So let us continue to constantly pray for the addition to God's fallen workers.
一起默祷。
Let us pray in silence.